Why mornings can be tough and how to feel better. Beep 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 beep. It's morning and that sound you hear? It's the dreaded and familiar racket of your alarm clock going off. You reach out and hit snooze before it can drill any further into your sleepy head. Many people know this feeling. Mornings can be hard because it takes time for your body to wake up fully. This grogginess happens because while you're sleeping, your body slows down a lot. When you wake up, it's like trying to start a car in cold weather. You need time for everything to get moving again. When you wake up, it also matters what sleep stage you're in. At night, your body goes through different stages of sleep. REM phases are lighter and involve dreaming, while other stages are deep and dreamless. If you wake up during REM sleep, you often feel refreshed. But waking up from deep sleep can leave you feeling foggy because your brain isn't fully ready yet. Getting outside into daylight helps because it boosts wake-up hormones. You can also try stretching, light exercise, or yoga to increase your heart rate and get your brain more awake. Even with these tricks, mornings can still be tough because of your body's natural rhythm or chronotype. If you're a night owl who feels tired in the morning but alert at night, your best bet is a job with flexible hours that fit your body clock. Is breakfast the most important meal? In the Western world, breakfast is often hailed as crucial, with cafes and grab-and-go options everywhere. But historically, it wasn't a big deal like it is today. The Romans didn't make a fuss about breakfast, their main meal was at midday. The rise of breakfast as a must-have comes from businesses aiming for profit, especially cereal makers. However, recent studies challenge the idea that breakfast is a health must-do. There's no solid proof that eating breakfast boosts health or speeds up metabolism to burn more calories. Your body's natural rhythm, not societal norms, determines if you need breakfast. For some, it's a craving, for others, it's not a big deal. If you're diabetic, ill, or have a physically demanding job, breakfast can help maintain energy levels. But for others, skipping it isn't harmful. When you do have breakfast, make it count. A bowl of whole grain porridge is ideal, it provides steady energy and keeps you full longer. Avoid highly processed cereals loaded with sugar. Instead of sugary fruit juice, opt for a smoothie with the pulp to retain fiber, crucial for gut health. Unless you have a specific medical need, supplements aren't necessary if your diet is balanced. Stick to a varied, healthy diet to get all the nutrients you need. To dress for the weather needs precise planning. When it's freezing outside, staying warm is all about layering. Instead of relying on a single thick sweater or coat, wearing multiple lighter layers is more effective. The key is the air trapped between the layers, which acts as insulation to keep your body heat in. A big sweater alone can't trap as much warm air as several thinner layers stacked together. Just like insulating a house, more layers mean better warmth and protection from the cold. Wearing a wool hat can help you stay warm, especially if there's a small gap in your double-glazed windows. In cold weather, particularly below minus 4 degrees Celsius, a significant amount of body heat, up to 50%, can escape through your head. Women often feel colder than men because higher estrogen levels thicken their blood, reducing warmth to extremities like hands and feet. In hot weather, your body cools down by sweating and letting the sweat evaporate, which removes heat from the skin. To stay comfortable, choose clothing that allows sweat to evaporate efficiently. Stay cool with the right clothing. Wear loose clothing, especially specialized sportswear designed for hot conditions. These garments are made with tiny gaps in the fabric, called wicking fibers, that draw sweat away from your skin. This helps your body stay cool and manage its temperature effectively. With this gear, you can beat the heat while others struggle to cope. Your daily energy levels. On Monday morning, you wake up, have breakfast, and start working. For a few hours, you feel focused and can finish a task you couldn't complete on Friday. But after lunch, you suddenly feel tired and can't concentrate. This happens because our energy levels change throughout the day. By understanding these changes, you can plan your day better, working on tough tasks when you're most alert, exercising at the right time, and taking breaks when needed. For most people, the first few hours of the day are best for doing difficult work. Your brain is at its sharpest during certain hours of the day. This is the time to focus on important tasks like working through a tough budget, writing a report, or even operating machinery. To make the most of this productive window, clear your desk of distractions, turn off notifications, and avoid social media. By the time lunch arrives, your peak focus time will be over, and it won't return until the next day. The post-lunch period is ideal for less demanding tasks like paperwork, routine meetings, or brainstorming with colleagues. It's also important to take a short break to refresh your mind and let it recover, so you can return to work feeling more energized. If you're a night owl, your peak mental energy will come later in the day. Your body, on the other hand, needs more time to warm up, making the afternoon the best time for serious exercise. While morning exercise can help wake up, it should be light to get your circulation going without overexerting yourself. How to beat post-lunch slump? It's lunchtime, and depending on your work culture, you might grab a quick sandwich, get a bite on the go, or enjoy a meal with colleagues. After eating, though, you might notice a dip in your energy. This afternoon slump can hurt your productivity. But there are ways to manage it. First, it's normal to feel sleepy after lunch. When you eat, your blood flow increases to your stomach to help digest the food. This process uses up your energy and makes you feel tired. Plus, your gut releases sleep-inducing hormones into your blood. After a big meal, this drowsiness can start in about 20 minutes and last for hours. To avoid this slump, try to eat a lighter lunch if you have important tasks in the afternoon. It's also safer to be cautious on the roads after a big meal, as more accidents happen due to drowsy drivers. This post-lunch sleepiness is called postprandial drowsiness. In many cultures, like those in the Mediterranean and China, people take a nap after lunch. However, in Western Europe and the US, the old work ethic makes napping seem unacceptable. The truth is that humans are naturally built for two sleep periods a day, just like some other animals. If your job allows, taking a short nap of 20 minutes could help you feel more focused and energized for the rest of the day. The importance of socializing for health. Socializing isn't just a pastime, it's crucial for both your mental and physical well-being. From ancient times to today, humans have thrived by connecting with others. Our need to socialize dates back millions of years, shaping our expressive abilities and helping us build cooperative societies. When you spend time with friends, your brain responds positively, releasing dopamine and oxytocin, which boost happiness and develop bonds. These interactions aren't just enjoyable, they're vital for reducing anxiety and stress, which ultimately improves your overall health. Conversely, isolation can be harmful, even triggering physical pain. Regular socializing isn't just a pleasure, it's a necessity for maintaining a healthy mind and body. So, cherish your relationships, they're more than just enjoyable, they're essential. Tips for better and faster sleep. You've turned off all the lights, pulled up the covers, and closed your eyes, but you still can't fall asleep. You start thinking about unfinished tasks, worrying about missed birthdays, or whether you paid the rent. Sometimes, getting to sleep feels impossible. Instead of counting sheep, which can keep you awake, here are three key factors to help you get a good night's sleep. 1. Bedroom temperature. The first factor for good sleep is your bedroom temperature. Research shows that people fall asleep more easily when the temperature drops, just like hunter-gatherers did thousands of years ago. If your room is too hot, you'll have trouble sleeping. Try opening the window a bit to cool it down. 2. Darkness. The second factor is darkness. When the room is dark, it signals to your body that it's time to sleep. For millions of years, darkness at night has helped people fall asleep. If you're surrounded by bright lights, it can keep you awake. To mimic natural sleep patterns, turn off half the lights in your home. This is why you fall asleep more easily when camping. 4. Establish a routine. The third and most important factor is having a bedtime routine. This means going to bed at the same time every night and doing calming activities before bed, like brushing your teeth, dimming the lights, or taking a warm bath. A routine helps your mind recognize that it's time to sleep. And remember, if you can't sleep, don't just lie in bed. This can make your brain associate your bed with being awake. Instead, get up and do something quiet, like reading or listening to one music, until you feel tired again. Key points. 1. Mornings are tough due to grogginess from deep sleep, light and movement help wake up. 2. Breakfast isn't essential for everyone, a balanced meal supports energy and health if needed. 3. Layer clothing for warmth in cold weather. Opt for loose, moisture-wicking fabrics in heat. 4. Peak productivity in the morning suggests aligning tasks and breaks accordingly. 5. Light lunches can prevent post-lunch slumps, Napping briefly can boost afternoon energy. 6. Socializing boosts happiness and reduces stress for improved overall health. 7. To sleep faster, maintain a cool, dark bedroom and establish a consistent bedtime routine.